USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ pride event in Coeur d'Alene. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
In the last couple of weeks, military aircraft accidents have been mounting. They include the June 9th crash of an Osprey that killed all five on board, the June 3rd crash of an FA-18E in which the pilot died, the June 6th crash of an Army AH-64 Apache helicopter which injured both crew members, the June 9th crash of a Seahawk which injured one person, and the June 2nd incident in which an Air National Guard F-16 skidded off the runway. A commission has been set up to make recommendations, and the Pentagon's Office of Personnel and Readiness has accepted the commission's recommendations and have been working on responses. The Senate will vote on a bill this week to extend veterans' health care and benefits for those exposed to toxic chemicals. The Wounded Warrior Project says it's a huge deal, particularly for those the post-9/11 wounded, ill, and injured, end quote. It's called the Sergeant First Class Health Robinson Honoring Our Pact Act, and is heading back to the House for final approval. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
2 days before the Capitol breach on January 6, President Trump personally authorized the use of up to 20,000 National Guardsmen to support local law enforcement if requested. Attorney and former White House Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epoch Times Saturday says Trump's request was denied by Democrat lawmaker Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser.
Put out the United States Capitol Police own timeline just this past week, where the Capitol Police put in writing that the Department of Defense went to them four times before January 4th, at the end of December, saying, do you guys need National Guard assistance? And each and every time, the Sergeant-at-Arms of the House, who reports to Nancy Pelosi, and the Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate, who reports to Chuck Schumer, said no. And Mayor Bowser, in the first week of January, wrote a letter to us, which is now public, declining the National Guard request or that President authorized. So we could not, by law, deploy and employ the National Guard.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in early results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat, as voters eliminated a list of 48 candidates running for the position. The two teams vying for the Stanley Cup championship in hockey have been determined after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New York Rangers Saturday 2-1. The Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 will be at the Colorado Avalanche Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.